Good morning, you're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm at Coverings in Las Vegas, second day of the show, and I'm with Jed Durbin, the member of the board, and with Mike Ward, VP of Sales. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thanks, Kim.
Doing great. Good day at the show.
Yeah. It's good to be with you. Last night, you won the Ceramic Tile Distributor Association's Supplier of the Year Award. So tell us about that.
So that's an award that the CTDA awards every year for their, you know, top suppliers. The distributor members vote on who they feel is the top supplier in their individual market, and we were awarded that award this year.
Congratulations. I think it's probably the most prestigious award at the show.
It's the most prestigious award at the show, I believe, again, because our focus is so much with the independent distributor, and it's the most prestigious award that we've won as a company with Portobello America.
I'd like to add, too, that it's not just for manufacturers. It's also all the ancillaries like Schluter and Mapé and all the other suppliers as well. So it's a very prominent award.
Let's back up a little bit and cover a little bit about Portobello. It's a Brazilian family-owned company, right?
That's correct.
Jed, I've known you for a long time. I knew you back when you worked for Crossville Tile, and you were in operations and plant construction back then. And then you went over to Wonder and built a massive Chinese-owned tile factory. And then you came over, and you've been over here with Portobello now for 7 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, almost 10. It'll be 9 years this year. I started the project in 17, sourcing property and equipment and getting architectural plans drawn and all of those things, incentives with the state. So started all of it in 2017.
And Bill, this is a massive plan. I mean, I think it's just under 1 million square feet. And
yeah.
How many kilns does it have?
We have two kilns, special pieces, small format kiln and a large format kiln. It's 200 meters for the field tile, and then the small pieces is a 90 meter kiln.
And Mike, tell us what separates Portobello from the other people that make tile in this country.
The biggest separation, I think, that Portobello offers the U.S. market is our production of small format products. So we make small format wall tile there, and we also make large format wall tile. But the small format, other than, you know, another major manufacturer, we're the only ones in the United States that are making it today.
And this factory is in Baxter, Tennessee, right?
Yes. So we're about an hour east of Nashville. Just straight shot.
And Jed, there's some recent news about what's going on in the state of Tennessee as far as them getting together, and they've picked, I think, four focus areas, and ceramic tile is one of them, and they're actually going to train people how to work in these factories. So tile's pretty important for Tennessee, right?
Yes, it's one of their major focuses. We've been working with them. It's been something on our agenda for years now to help train manufacturing workers. We have a system of TCAT. It's a College of Applied Technology. It's basically a two-year college, which is essentially free for students that want to do that. And so the curriculum's been developed. Michael Kephart's been very big in helping to push this on over across the finish line. And so it'll be a big help for us that the state is promoting this. They're marketing it. It's going to be very positive for the tile industry.
So that's Governor Lee and Michael Kephart. He's with Business Development.
Yes, he's working with Business Development with Tennessee, and he's actually put all the tile factories. We're all together doing this as one effort together. And Michael's put it together.
One of the reasons I want to talk to you, Jed, is, I mean, you know a lot. You've built three factories, I believe. You know a lot about what's going on technology-wise, and it continues to evolve. We're seeing more texture. Tell us what's going on inside these factories that's allowing the product that's made in this country to evolve.
Yeah, there are a lot of technologies that are coming out, new technologies. There's reactive inks and repellent inks. We also have some glaze application machines that can create texture. So a lot of different things that are happening on the market nowadays that helps the trends and the demands that Mike sees in the market, so that we're capable of producing those items that's trending. And I think we've done a very good job with staying up with that and providing those products.
So initially you put art on baked dirt with rotogravure. And at Portobello, do you also now have inkjet and all those things?
Oh, yeah. We have inkjet. We also use granulia, a certain type of product, in many different ways to create effects on the tile. So, yes, we have all the newest technology that's basically available to us there.
Is the equipment made by SACME in your factory?
Yeah, we actually have equipment made by SACME, System Ceramics, Air Power and BMR for polishing and honing. So yes, it's all Italian made equipment.
So Mike, I know you're here to talk about new products with Portobello this year. What are you most excited about this year?
I think this year, probably the thing that we're most excited about is offering different textures in our wall offering. So we have a large format wall 3D relief in a porcelain body, and then a lot of small formats that we're getting some interesting textures with both the punch and with the glue and grenier that he was referring to. So you're getting, you know, very unique type of products, you know, approaching realism and with different stones and that type of thing. But it's been really exciting.
Talk to me about how you go to market. How do you end up ultimately with the end user? Do you go obviously through distribution? Do you have home center business? Tell us a little bit about your core business.
We do have a home center business. We have one home center that we work with primarily. And then the rest of our business is through about 120 or so independent distributors throughout the United States.
And business right now, I know it's a little soft on the consumer side, but you also sell on the commercial side, right?
We sell both. Yeah, we do both. And I know that business overall is soft. Business for us is still very strong. We still operate as if we're in a startup mode, and that's been very positive for us.
So, Jed, is this going to be the last place you work? Because I know if somebody wants to build a factory, they're going to hire you, right?
This is the last one I would like to do. That's correct. It's quite an endeavor to do one. It's a lot of time and effort. So, this is the last one.
I'd like to talk to Joe Lundgren about what it would take to build a new factory in the United States, and it's over $200 million.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
How many container loads? Because all the equipment that makes it is imported, so how many container loads?
That's correct. For this factory, it was almost 700 containers. Yeah.
Okay, guys, thanks for spending time with you. Congratulations on winning Supplier of the Year to the Distributors Association. Again, been talking to Jed Durbin and Mike Ward with Portobello, and you've been listening to Kemp Hart and FloridaLA.net.